Listening Library presents Kiss and Tell by Adeeb Karam. Read for you by Pete Cross, with Phaedra Alkasi, Hannah Choi, Shamali De Silva, Meher Dudeja, Michael Levi Harris, Hui Nguyen, Eileen Noonan, Lee Osorio, Javier Prusky, Andre Santana, and Elaine Wong. For everyone who's ever been afraid to sing along to boy bands, but secretly wanted to.
Come say hello. Kiss and Tell's new stadium tour sells over 1 million seats in seconds. News list. Date, February 12, 2022. With stops at stadiums and arenas across North America, Canadian sensation Kiss and Tell's Come Say Hello tour promises spectacle and song for their legions of tween fans. Tickets went on sale at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and within minutes, heartbroken fans were getting error messages and sold-out notifications. By 10:30, the entire tour had sold out. Estimates put the number of tickets sold at upwards of 1 million seats. Kiss and Tell member Hunter Drake, who is openly gay, has promised that 50 front row seats at each concert will be given free of charge to local LGBTQ+ youth, and a portion of each concert's proceeds will benefit local LGBTQ+ shelters. Check out the full tour schedule below. March 25th to 27th, Vancouver, BC. March 28th, Seattle, Washington. March 29th, Portland, Oregon. March 31st through April 2nd, Los Angeles, California. April 3rd, Las Vegas, Nevada. April 4th, Phoenix, Arizona. April 5th, Salt Lake City, Utah. April 6th, Denver, Colorado. April 7th, Albuquerque, New Mexico. April 8th, Austin, Texas. April 9th, Houston, Texas. April 12th, Dallas, Texas. April 13th, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. April 14th, Kansas City, Missouri. April 15th, St. Paul, Minnesota. April 16th through 17th, Chicago, Illinois. April 19th through 21st, New York, New York. April 22nd, Boston, Massachusetts. April 23rd, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. April 24th, Hershey, Pennsylvania. April 26th, Montreal, Quebec. April 28th, Baltimore, Maryland. April 29th through 30th, Washington, D.C. May 1st, Raleigh, North Carolina. May 2nd, Charleston, South Carolina. May 3rd, Atlanta, Georgia. May 4th, Orlando, Florida. May 5th, Miami, Florida. May 7th, Nashville, Tennessee. May 8th, Louisville, Kentucky. May 9th, Columbus, Ohio. May 10th, Detroit, Michigan. May 12th through 14th, Toronto, Ontario. May 17th through 19th, Mexico City, Mexico. Kiss and Tell's Ian Soza rates cheese bread recipes. Build a poutine order, and we'll tell you who your Kiss and Tell soulmate is.
Hunter Drake and Aidan Nightingale call it quits. TRS, The Real Scoop. Date, March 5th, 2022. Breaking, 11:15 a.m. Kiss and Tell singer Hunter Drake and his boyfriend Aidan Nightingale, twin brother of Hunter's bandmate Ashton, have broken up after 2 years, a source close to the band has confirmed. Fans got to know the couple, called Hayden by their shippers, in a series of candid videos posted last year during rehearsals for Kiss and Tell's first tour. The couple met while playing youth hockey and started dating while Hunter was recovering from a career-ending injury and subsequent knee reconstruction. Though rumors of unhappiness have followed the pair for the last 6 months, they were spotted together at Granville Island Public Market on Valentine's Day, sharing artisanal donuts. Posts on Nightingale's social media showed what seemed to be a happy couple. The news comes just weeks before Kiss and Tell's Come Say Hello tour is set to kick off with 3 nights in Vancouver, BC. Update, 7:05 p.m. Hunter has confirmed the breakup via Instagram. In a brief post, he said he will always love Aidan, but that their lives were taking them in different directions. Ashton Nightingale surprises fans with shirtless jog around Kitts Beach. Singer Kelly Kay comes out as bisexual.
Set list. BC Place, 1 of 3. March 25th. 2022. Heartbreak Fever. Found You First. Young and Free. By Ourselves. Find Me Waiting. Competition. No Restraint. Kiss and Tell. Intermission. Come Say Hello. Missing You. Wish You Were Here. My Prize, Chances, Prodigy, Your Room, Encore, Poutine. 1. Vancouver, BC, March 25th, 2022. I can hear them out there. The buzz of excitement, the occasional whistle or shout, the electric anticipation humming against my skin as 36,000 people wait for us to take the stage. I used to feel this way before games, too, and that was only a few hundred people at best, parents and grandparents, friends if they're not too busy, siblings if they're not pissed off that day. But this is the home game to end all home games. This is BC Place. We've never played a stadium before. Owen's bouncing on his feet in front of me, rolling his mic back and forth between his hands. I can't see the rest of the guys in the dim blue backstage light, but I'm sure they're just as anxious. The vibration of the audience makes its usual pre-show shift, like they can tell we're about to start. Shaz, our stage manager, says something into her radio. The brim of her cap casts her face in shadow. The pre-show video starts, a bass drum beating out a low heartbeat. Slow-motion video of us, laughing, singing, goofing off, fills the screens on stage. Not that we can see them from back here. The audience goes wild, clapping and screaming so loud I can't hear anything else. I pop my in-ear monitors in, make sure they're snug. At the front of the line, Shaz taps Ashton on the shoulder, and we take our places in darkness. Haze condenses against my eyelashes, and I blink the moisture away. Drumsticks click, the guitars kick in, and then the keyboards, for the first chords of Heartbreak Fever. The audience cheers even louder. I find my mark, a little spot of glow tape, and glance off stage, out of habit. Last time we played a show at home, Aiden was watching from the wings, cheering me on. Not this time. I stare out into the audience. A constellation of mobile phones and exit signs twinkle through the dark. I get that urge to vom, but it's swallowed by adrenaline as a spotlight picks up Ashton at center stage. He shakes his hair off his face as the crowd screams. He waves, struts down stage, brings his mic to his mouth, and sings. He ain't got no game, just a dimple in his chin, a twinkle in his eye, a gentle laugh, and then... Stage right, another spotlight picks up Ethan, who gives a cheesy grin. He's trying out a new hairstyle, sort of swoopy, and the stage lights turn his inky black hair almost blue. He whispers, "Are you listening? I want to see you smile." He promises a dance, but then he leaves with no goodbye. Ian's next, with his shy smile, hand over his heart. Across the stage, Owen jumps as his light finds him, and they sing in harmony. "Oh, I can't shake this feeling. I just can't believe, no. I've just gotta sweat it out, this heartbreak fever." The bridge hits, and my body crackles with electricity. This feeling, at least, is familiar. It's the same thing I used to feel at the starting buzzer, when I knew the puck was mine. It's euphoria. There's no other word for it. The spotlight blinds me as I lift my mic and sing. I'm still floating as the last chord of Poutine rings and the lights cut to black. The crowd is still screaming, crying, even throwing a few flowers toward the stage as the lights come up for our last bow, but the barricade is far enough back they can't actually reach us. No underwear this time, which is a relief, because gross. We wave and smile and exit stage right, duck between two pieces of scenery, a stylized Lionsgate bridge and a huge maple leaf, which both double as video walls, and head to our dressing rooms. We've only got 5 minutes before the meet and greet. Ahead of me, Ashton spins around to walk backward. He's breathing hard. We all are. "That was awesome," his canines show when he smiles, and I can't stop myself from grinning back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?